Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to Beamer Blog Talk Radio, whatever Wednesday. We are day before Thanksgiving, so hopefully we've got people listening today. I am joined today with my co-host, Ian Robb. Sometimes Greg Peterson jumps on. We're never quite sure when, but he may be on as well today with us. And we are wrapping up November, and our November challenge for whatever Wednesday was team building and team engagement. We have 1 week left to take advantage of the enrollment promotion that Beamer is putting on for the month of November, and that is sign up a new independent Beamer distributor, and they get the home edition for $49.90 and a free go pack worth $630. So we've got 7 days left. Everybody's going to be with family and friends, obviously, over the weekend, enjoying Thanksgiving. Perfect time to introduce them to Beamer. So make sure you're taking it to all of your gatherings. So this is our last Wednesday of the month, and we wanted to kind of spotlight and bring on a couple of distributors that are really rocking the team enrollments this year. I think they're winning in like every category of that Beamer has as far as team enrollments and IBDs. But we're going to hear from them, and I am going to turn this over to you, Ian, and you can introduce our special guest.
Sure. So actually, I'm excited because we have our great people, our 11 listeners listening to us today. So all you guys that are not traveling or traveling, because I listen to the show when I travel, thank you for joining us. We have today Dr. Marlies Bunk and Fabio Bater. They have a phenomenal team. They've built it up, and they have a couple of golden nuggets to share with us. How to kind of do that? Because I myself am still working on building my team. I'm sure they are too. But I listen to all the people that are successful out there, and how do they build their teams? How do they maintain their teams? But we have a lot of people out here that are IBDs, and we want to get them involved. We want them to have our thirst and our vigor that we have out there. And sometimes they're just so busy doing other things, or they just step away, and they haven't really been involved. So Dr. Marlies Bunk and Fabio Bater, are you guys on with us?
We are on, Ian.
Hello, Ian.
Thank you so much for introducing us, and thank you so much for hosting us on your great show. I know it gets a lot of replays, Ian and Lisa. So
they can't believe what we say on the show. I mean, that's why it's called Whatever Wednesday. Anything can happen.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit, Marlies and Fabio. A little bit. Hold on. I'm going to just talk here for a second because it's not really my show. It's really Lisa Diamond's show. She keeps on reminding me on this stuff. I guess it keeps on reoccurring. It's a bad habit. Okay. So since Marlies and Fabio, you guys have done a great job this past year and in previous years, but I know you guys have been winning a lot of awards. How are you guys able to get your team, people that haven't really been involved and active, what do you do to keep them re-energized? Because I know Fabio drinks a lot of cappuccinos and espressos, and he seems like he's always full of energy when he's on those team calls that you got.
Well, first of all, we do a lot of Beamers, so it's equal of coffee anyway. So if you're not Italian and everybody wants to have my energy, then you need to do your session of Beamer every day, twice a day.
Yeah, be a product of the product, right? That's where it starts. But Ian, yes, this you know, success, quote unquote, because you're humble in it, because you know it's hard work, and it's all relative, right, in the big scheme of things. But it's a long vision project. So obviously, we are going to be celebrating our 5-year anniversary in Beamer in January. I think it's January 17th. And, you know, we have always had the vision from day one to build a strong team. And that starts, you know, that starts right there. And you have to have the long-term vision in mind to do this well. If you're going for the quick, you know, personal gain, then probably your team will not be as strong. So you have to just do everything that you want your team to do. And if you specifically ask me about how to engage inactive team members, that is, it's really up to them. So we're just offering them a variety of options to participate in and to engage with us. And we're just, you know, gently reminding them that you know, this opportunity is out there. And we clearly, you know, let people know, hey, you chose to be a distributor, you know, at some point. And if they obviously don't pay the annual fee, then they just become a customer again. And that is fine, too. But if you are a distributor, why don't you, you know, learn more about the product, use it consistently, and also share it, because this is just too good to be true. And for this day and age, there is really nothing better that I know that is so easy to use and so easy to share, and with so many resources and, you know, hardcore backed up by science. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. You know, like I can even remember I had a person on the Beamer that didn't like Beamer. I can't remember. I know for sure, for a fact, you know, because people can deceive you sometimes. So if they don't understand it, they may, you know, think that Beamer, you know, that they don't know what it is. But I know for sure that there's been no horse that didn't like the Beamer that we put the Beamer on, you know. So, yeah, I think it's a long-term strategy combined with just being really active as team leaders.
Well, this is the time. If people are listening, our 13 listeners, if you guys are listening, you got any questions for Fabio and Marlies, this is the time to get their tricks of their trade, their golden nuggets. One is that I think you communicate very well with your team. That is a very big part, whether they're active or not active. You communicate through many different areas. One is your Facebook personal team page, and you're constantly putting whatever information that is out there in our calls. And I think another part is you guys are always doing a lot of different academies and different sales managers calls and team calls, whatever's going on, that you get the latest update and then you share that with them, because not everybody can get in those calls. So tell me how you share your information on your Facebook page. Do you do different slides? Do you do different pictures? Do you do different tactics?
So the Facebook page is clearly only for the distributors in our team that are actually there. So if someone, you know, doesn't pay their fee, they're going out. We're not apologetic about that. And that's also the policy of Beamer. You can have your Facebook private group with private settings for your own team. And the content is 100% compliant. And we watch that closely, of course. And what we put in there is, and that also was a long-term strategy, because in the beginning it's almost like painful, because, you know, you don't have a lot of participation, but you just got to keep the vision and you know, putting that out there for people. But we're getting a lot of engagement. So we always try to welcome new people. I'm not saying it's 100% or they're always welcomed, like, right when they start, because they may have different personal circumstances, or it's just not the right time, you know, or we just plain out forget. But we try to welcome new people, and that's also what our downline people, our you know, our emerging team leaders are doing. They propose they welcome their new team members in our team group. So that is absolutely fantastic. That gets a lot of engagement. We can actually see that there's real people out there, other real people that are using the Beamer that have invested in this product, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 between the horse and human product. Sometimes they have two, a lot of times actually for the equestrian, and that they're also sharing it and why they're using it. And then we put, you know, announcements of the, you know, the important calls like national call, our team Zoom, the promotions, the incentives, like everything that's going on out there. And we also put some fun in there, you know, that, you know, a good story how Beamer has been used. So it is definitely not everyone in our team. You know, I think there's probably 25-30% of our team that is not on Facebook for whatever reasons. They may not be on Facebook at all, and so they're not in there. So we also try to, you know, send out some communications, you know, by email as well.
In my opinion, we have a few strong points. One is, of course, we do a weekly Zoom webinar and for the team, and that is very important because even if we repeat always the same things every single time, for everyone it's very important to remind every single week, even if they are the same things. Of course, we have always new IBD coming in because every single week we have new coming. And so it's always for them good things to hear about, you know, what's going on around the Beamer world and the academies and the events, everything. Of course, we do a little bit of training sometime, or we interview the people. We like to connect with them. And the second point, we also do a chat meeting. So we have all our team is connected by chat. And so we interact with messaging. So every time there is something going on, we always advise them. And, of course, many are on, many not. But between the Facebook, the chat, and some call connection, then we actually be able to interact very well with them.
Yeah, so
Fabio,
there's always an opportunity. Go ahead,
it's
Ian.
Okay, Marlies, go ahead. Oh,
yeah,
so kind.
I was just
so
adding
that
there's always an opportunity for people to engage. Go ahead with your question to Fabio.
So this chat, yeah. Is it Facebook Messenger? Is it one of the other social or texting things that we can kind of do with each other?
Well, we do I message normally on the phone. And it's easy. Everybody almost have the same, you know, phone right now with all, you know, same functions. So practically we really interact every single day, every single time. Everyone in the team has specific questions. Sometimes instead of calling us, they just, you know, put on the chat. Maybe we answer so many people, maybe they can interact as well. So it's also very nice, you know, to have different opinions. And, of course, we try to be compliant always. And so if there is something also that we need to advise, we just go ahead and say the right things. Of course, if there's a specific situation, we call directly the IBD, and then we talk specifically with the case or the, you know, answer specific that is private, for example.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know what? Our Blog Talk Radio hotline is blowing up right here like a Christmas tree. We got someone on hold right now. It's 713-569. 713-569. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's Sandra in Houston. And
hey, Sandra. Nice talking to you. Is this question for Fabio? Probably.
Oh,
okay.
Pardon me?
What can we do for you?
I'm not sure. It's it could be for everybody. So two questions. With regard to the horse set, what information do you like to send out first time after you've done a demo? And the second question is, I was looking for a good summary of our compensation plan in the back office. And I didn't really see what I was looking for. So maybe it exists and I couldn't find it. I didn't want the, you know, PowerPoint presentation. I just sort of wanted to have the nuts and bolts. So inquiring if that exists. And how do you, and to make it personal, how do you describe our compensation plan when you're just entering into a conversation?
Okay, awesome. Marlies, do you want to take the question regarding what you guys send out after you've done a Beamer demo, how you follow up?
In regards to the horse set?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm very partial to the product presentations because I think it gives a good overview. I know it's like, you know, 45 minutes or so, but the horse set product presentation or the business presentation, I think it has everything that you kind of need to know about the horse set because it has the science and it has, you know, the usability and it has testimonials. And then if it's a business opportunity, which is actually going on tonight at 8:30 p.m., there is a horse set business opportunity presentation. So get on there and get your people on there that you demoed. Otherwise, of course, you know, the blood flow video, whether it is the green blood flow video, which is the humans, which, of course, makes sense because, you know, the horses have blood flow too.
Right.
It's the same. It's a little bit more visible. We have the horse blood flow video, and then we have all the amazing videos on Beamer United States. It's Beamer North America on YouTube. And I think Vimeo has a similar channel that you have all these amazing videos about, you know, how horses heal better with Beamer and the 7-minute video, Boyd Martin, you know, a day out of his life with Beamer. I mean, there's so much. I mean, you know, there's just too much to go around. And I think any of those would be good. But personally, I love to send a presentation.
That's kind of what I discovered. Like, there's so many. I was waiting for you to tell me, I like this one the best because there are so many, and I go, well, how do I choose? But yeah, you're right. We are blessed
it
with
depends.
A lot.
It depends on the person you're talking to. So you try to find something that would resonate with them, and also how much time they have to engage, of course.
Yes. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Marlies. And Sandra, regarding your question on the compensation plan, you're right. There is the PowerPoint presentation in the back office, which I have used for people who are really, really interested in the business. I wouldn't use it for, you know, someone who you're just trying to explain the compensation plan to. There is a video. If you just go into the Beamer back office under Distributor Library and use the search bar and type in compensation, you'll get everything related to that, to the compensation plan.
I didn't see it yet.
For me personally,
sorry.
I try to keep it simple. And, you know, I just tell people that there is a business opportunity. It's a direct sales opportunity where, you know, they would, you know, sell a device to, you know, a family or friend, and they earn, you know, a referral commission. And, you know, I don't go into the whole deep dive of, you know, becoming group leader, becoming, you know, I get to, you know, and if you make 4 sales, you get promoted to senior status and you increase your commission level by 50% to 25%. So I just keep it that simple and don't get too complicated, especially if it's somebody who's not used to being in a direct sales company or a network marketing company.
Great. Well, I'll email you what I created yesterday.
Okay, please.
Yeah,
do.
Thanks.
I'd love to see it.
I'll share with you what I created yesterday. Maybe it'll be useful for you.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for calling in.
I created it. Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Thanks for
too.
Doing the show.
All right, we do. We do have a couple other callers. I want to try to get to everybody that we can today. Area code 302-545-302. 545. You are live on Blog Talk. Going once, going twice. All right, we'll come back to you if your hand is still raised. We do have another caller, 949-293. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, good morning. This is Mason from Newport Beach, California. Can you hear me?
Hi, Mason.
Hi. I became a distributor 2 years ago, and I'm very excited that I brought Beamer to my own home, and I use it every single day. So I have a few questions. I do have over 500 connections on LinkedIn. So question is, I also created a website. My website is called educationormedication.com. It looks like a very great website. So my question is, how can I leverage LinkedIn, and how can I leverage Instagram? I have my nephew who became a distributor, and he has a large audience in Instagram. I may have a few other questions, but can we start with this? How to leverage?
I will be happy to start with that. So with regards to LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, we do want to follow the policies and procedures and remain compliant on anything that you post. We are allowed to use social media to promote our Beamer business. I would recommend that you check out the distributor library in the back office. There is actually under sales and marketing, there is a social media category, and it gives you graphics that you can use for Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. It actually gives you Facebook banners and LinkedIn banners. Those are the, like, you know, that you could put on your profile. So people know that you are with Beamer. Obviously, on LinkedIn, you want to put in that you are an independent Beamer distributor, which you do need to identify yourself as anytime you do a post on social media. And then I would take advantage of the graphics. They have graphics both for the human product and for the horse set product. And I would also take advantage of the captions that are already written for you. You know, and I can just tell you from personal experience, when using social media, you want to pique curiosity, you know, so maybe ask questions that, you know, people engage with you, and then you can obviously take the conversation into another level through either DMs or private messages. But, you know, certainly start there so that you get an idea of how to stay compliant on social media. And then also, too, there are some social media trainings that are in the back office in the distributor library as well. There's actually a ton of digital marketing education pieces in the back office. So I would definitely start there. You know, some of the videos actually give you tips on, you know, what to say, how to say it, and how to use those platforms to promote your business.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes. Do you have another question, Mason?
You did. That was great. I do have a comment. I do have a suggestion that we are distributors. The more knowledgeable we are, the better messenger we are, the stronger the company grow. I want to write a letter to Beamer to open the academy for distributor maybe a couple of times a year for free. That way, I educate myself on a higher level so I can be able to attract more to the Beamer. So that was just a comment, and I'm definitely going to write a letter to Beamer to allow us What is your comment?
Okay, so I could save I can save you some time on writing that letter. Currently, the academies are online, and some of them do fill up, but right now you actually are able to take advantage of the online academy as an audit that you can actually attend those.
I see.
So real quickly, Mason, audit, what we mean by that is if you've already had a academy, we want to leave those spots open for people that have not. But because you are an IBD, and so am I, and Lisa, and Marlise, and Fabio, we've been to a lot of different academies. We have the option, which is great, to audit, which means we just request the person that's running it, we would like to listen to your presentation. So they don't count as one of the open seats that needs to get the academy. Uh-huh. But we actually are able to listen to it. So you can listen to a couple academies a month if you really want to. And I would take advantage of the Medical Wednesday, or excuse me, the Wellness Wednesdays recordings. Those are valuable that Dr. Burke has done. And even if you really want to fascinated that Dr. Marlise Vonk is and myself, we've been doing the BEE. And Marlise, what does that BEEEEE stand for?
Yeah, to be or not to be, that's the question, right? So it's, you know, we've thought hard and long about it, but it's it stands for Beamer Equine Educational Experience. And, you know, we're trying to give a little bit of higher level education about the horse sets and hear from different people that are using the horse sets, whether it's for, you know, performance and recovery, which is on Monday. The last time we did it about the well-balanced horse, and then in the future we're going to look at other topics such as rehab, therapy purposes, and preventive maintenance, longevity. So we're kind of like going to touch upon the different benefits of the horse set and hearing from people out of the field, and of course there's always like a little science portion to it. In this, along the same lines as the Extraordinary Wellness Wednesdays by Dr. Josh and Genius Burka. So that's kind of the idea behind the B.
Awesome, and it is a great educational series that you guys are doing. So Mason, I have one other little tip for you on the social media aspect. Yes. Make sure that you're following the corporate pages, both human and horse. And when Beamer Corporate does a social media post, share that post on your personal page, and you know, maybe share it to your Instagram story or that sort of thing to help boost. Help boost that as well.
Thank you so much. That was very valuable. And thanks for answering my question.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling in. We're glad you are listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. I also wanted to thank you, a special thanks, because when you grab my attention as a Beamer, when I walk outside, there are 100 people want to get your attention, and they want to get you something, but I'm glad I connect with Beamer in the morning before someone else gets my attention. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right. We do have another caller, area code 207-415-207-415. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Lisa. Ian and whoever else is on today. My name is Jeff.
Thank you. Who are we talking to?
I'm Jeff. I'm in the Lancaster area of Pennsylvania. And I have a question.
How can we help you, Jeff?
I have a question on the use of Beamer on younger children now, probably teenage. Is that not good through the FDA?
I might be able to answer that a little bit, but Marlise, I know you work closely with Dr. Burka. Do you know the official? Because I know we got cleared as a medical 2 device. And do you want to answer this one, or you want me to?
Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, I can. I mean, the answer is going to be very short because in the user manual, we're supposed to use it only on adults. So I don't think we should discuss that in public. Of course, at the comfort of your home, you may do whatever you want. And, you know, we know that in all other countries, you know, children may use the Beamer. I'm honestly not sure what it says in the European user manual about children, but I know in the United States manual, it says to use it on adults only.
Okay. So they would
That's
use
why
the
I asked you to speak, Doctor.
Yeah, because it's classified. Remember, everyone, Beamer is an FDA Class 2 cleared medical device, and the FDA, in order to for them to do whatever they do bureaucratically, they have to compare it to an existing apparatus, and that is a muscle stimulator, which is a completely different thing, you know, that stimulates skeletal muscle, and, you know, you can train your abdominals with it, but the Beamer, that's not what the Beamer does. The Beamer works on that, you know, cellular level and with the smallest blood vessels that we have, and granted, there are little muscle cells in those blood vessels, but so in a way, if by a far stretch, you could say, yes, it is a muscle stimulator, but it's different kind of muscle. It's smooth muscle cells, and, you know, then Beamer also does a lot of other things, and the intensity level is by no means comparable to a muscle stimulator, but that's why we have a lot of extra contraindications, quote-unquote, and precautions in the American user manual, and we do need to stay true to that. We need to stay compliant at any given time. That's very important.
Right. Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. Everybody have a nice holiday.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. We only have about 10 minutes left. If you do have a question for Dr. Marlies or Fabio, maybe you want to know how Fabio makes his cappuccinos. You can hit 1 on your phone, and we will open up your line to ask questions. It could be on team building, team engagement, and it is Whatever Wednesday, so if it's just a question in general, and 850-291, 850-291, you are live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, hi. So I had a question from a equine customer, actually, so I thought this would be appropriate. Is there an age restriction on the horses and when they can start using the Beamer products?
Sorry, I didn't
Dr.
get Marley. Your name. What's your name?
Oh, this is Kara. This is Kara.
Hi,
and I have a customer who is, you know, concerned that their 19-month-old horse was too young.
Well,
and I was
luckily,
trying to find things.
Yeah, so luckily the FDA is not as strict on the equine unit as far as they didn't compare it to a muscle stimulator. So we can use the horse set on any age of horse and any size of horse. Of course, you're going to, you know, use the lowest level and just see what that younger horse may like. But we do see, you know, regularly that when mares that have foals by their side get a Beamer session, that the foals really kind of lean into them. And, you know, they really kind of crave that kind of, you know, frequency and stimulus. So, of course, you're just going to work with the horse you have in front of you. But certainly this is a great way to also help horses get adjusted, get, you know, kind of acclimated to training and handling. As a matter of fact, one of my team members trains a lot of, like, babies. She calls them babies, and they're kind of rough-looking when she gets them. She kind of, like, quote-unquote, rescues them. And then the Beamer is the first thing she does. And those are, you know, they're younger than a year at that time. They're, you know, they're almost like weanlings. They're maybe like 6 months or so. And she uses the Beamer as the first thing to get them even to, before she even touches them. She kind of has a a stick method where she sticks the horse stuff on a stick and she kind of keeps that close to them, and they get the and then they're, you know, she's able to, they get the beamer signal, and then she's able to touch them after that, only after the beamer session.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Kara. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Our next caller is 530-557. 530-557. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Kate from California. I have a question. I'm talking to a physical therapist about Beamer, and the question is, I've heard that we're going to be getting billing codes. I'm not that sure that's the right term, so that health professionals can bill Beamer through insurance.
That is something that is in the works that Dr. Burka is working on with the FDA. That has not come out yet. I'm sure we will all be very excited when it does, and I'm sure it will definitely help in the practitioner field as well. At the moment, though, there is no code for Beamer.
I've heard that it's in the works, but it's been in the works for a long time. Any idea how close we are to getting that?
Well, if I had that answer and the secret to how we are, when we get stuff, everybody would be on this call listening. I think it is very, very close. I really do. And, you know, if you want to send me an email, I'd be happy to maybe give you a little bit more guidance on your physical therapist. And you can send that to lisa.diamond, D-I-M-O-N-D, at beamermail.com.
And is that Lisa with an S or a Z?
S as in Sam?
Lisa. Okay. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Yep. You're welcome, Kate. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling in. All right. We are just going to go around the horn and give last final thoughts. Ian?
Yes. So I'm excited. Thank you guys for joining us today, all 13 listeners. I'm excited to celebrate Thanksgiving. And if you got that email address of Lisa's, please send her a Christmas card and have her say happy Merry Christmas. And I'm happy and going to be joyful and very thankful for all the friends and family that I have in Beamer. Dr. Marlies Vonk, what are you grateful for?
Well, you know, we're super grateful for Beamer and honestly also our Beamer team, because if we didn't have our team, we would just be talking to ourselves, you know, on Tuesday evening during our Zoom, and that wouldn't be good. But just being able to share Beamer with people, and then through our team reaching the most incredible people that we otherwise would have never met, is just extraordinary for us. And, you know, having Beamer as our magic secret weapon or tool is just opening a lot of possibilities for us, because we always carry that in our hearts. That we have something that can help people and animals, horses and animals, everything in between. And that just is very empowering. And so, you know, we always like to meet new people for that reason. We like to connect to the new people that our team members propose us to talk to. And, you know, giving hope, I'm just grateful for being able to give some hope and just help other people with this amazing device. What about you, Fabio?
I'm very grateful that we have Beamer. Beamer is the only one, remember, the only one right now device worldwide that is able to show us, to our body, what it's capable for. So we always, after even one session sometime, we get results. It's almost impossible to see this, you know, result in any other situation, in any other therapy. And we always like be happy to see every single time, every single day. So meaning that it's 100% functional, that it give us results. So we are happy to share with everybody. We are happy to see people change their life and be thanks of what actually they might be able to do after on Beamer or having few sessions of Beamer. So I'm very thankful that I'm in this company. I'm thankful that I'm able to share Beamer and still sharing it. Thanks for Beamer to stay very happy even with this hard time that we have, these several years that we are passing. Beamer still up and still doing his job. And so I'm very grateful. And if there's anybody here online that don't know anything about Beamer, I'm really want to go again and again, go and find out really or try out in the closest place they can, and they will get also the same results.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. So, you know, I wanted to say thank you for joining us today and always being a yes for Beamer and for the field of independent Beamer distributors. You know, a couple of things that takeaways from you guys today is that, you know, you lead by example, and you're not asking anybody on your team to do anything that you guys aren't doing yourselves. And I think, you know, it's the true definition of leadership. And I think it is really the key to team building and team engagement is that you are providing that leadership and you're giving other people on your team the opportunity to do the same. And so I wish you guys the continued success, and thank you for being with us today. And I am super grateful for Beamer as well. You know, I've said it a zillion times. It gave me my life back almost 6 years ago. And I'm grateful to be able to share back with the field on Blog Talk every Wednesday. And Ian, thank you for co-hosting. Everybody go out and have a fabulous holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be back next Wednesday, the beginning of a new month and a new challenge. So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Ian and Alisa.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
An independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.